And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound. When a man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
Joining you live tonight. Got a great program. Want you to stay tuned. Call a friend. Nibiru, the demon planet. We're going to talk about it. Back in the news. I don't know where you know it, but it's been spotted time after time since 1984. NASA found it, then reported it, then retracted. Now, there are many sites of observers reporting it. Today, I got an official confirmation of the planet, this demon planet that I have talked about. I've done over 60 hours of messages on this one topic. 2012, Lumen coming, and a rogue planet. The Sumerians talked about it. They left recorded records of it. The Russians photographed it. NASA saw it. And now, eons after it left our world behind as a smoking, lifeless mess in times past, the dreaded Planet X could possibly re-enter our solar system and mess up our world all over again. Or is it getting help? Well, we know from the Sumerian tablets that we were told from their vantage point that it triggers earthquakes. Well, duh. With some of the assistance of technology, is it possible that a new world order that would like to create chaos and what if the natural means that is now happening around the world, we're having a massive interruption, if you will, of planet changes due to volcanoes, tsunamis. I mean, on 3/11? What about 11? What? Who likes that number repeatedly? 9/11? 3/11? Well, I don't know whether you know it or not, but we're having an alignment tomorrow that could make it interesting. We've had thousands of people killed in Japan. It's an island. It's on the Ring of Fire. And we're told by the geologist that Japan, China, Australia, the western coast of America, that we're overdue. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now, we're getting our due, or at least it seems like it. We're talking about the Earth's axis. We're talking about this great planet X, Nibiru, the ancient Sumerians called it. I call it a demon planet. Did you know that the Savior talked about that there would be great signs in the heavens? What was he talking about? Something that would appear in the heavens that hadn't been there before. That would be a great sign, wouldn't it? What about if it would push, possibly, Africa up to the North Pole and Antarctica would be pushed down to the equator? It would even possibly stop our planet from rotating. We could have a shift to the poles. Worse, the Earth's crust could peel literally off of the planet and tear it to bits. In the last days, perilous times will come. Are we getting some help from this demon planet that maybe, just maybe now, that the government has known about since possibly the early 80s? They did tell us all about it. It was a surprise. Now, if it does go by these names, Nibiru, Marduk, the Ottawa Object, Vulcan, Trans-Pluto, Planet X, it's supposed to be the 11th planet of our solar system. It would be as big as many Earths, dwarfing the Earth, perhaps hundreds of times. Some think that Planet X isn't really a real planet, but a brown dwarf, a massive ball of dust and gas that almost succeeded in becoming a star. Some of our astronomers have different theories about it. Here is the most popular one, that Planet X has something no other planet has. It has a huge orbit. Its orbit around the sun lasts 3,600 years. Most of the time, it's far off, invisible, but every 3,600 years or thereabout, that lost, wayward demon returns. Now, once here, it accelerates and swings close past the sun, disrupting everything that it could encounter. That's what Planet X, according to some of the experts, say right now. It should be somewhere in the outer regions of the solar system, still invisible to most telescopes. But in the spring of 2003, it was reported suddenly to make its appearance. 2003. Then it was hushed up. Now, let's talk about the possibility that, let's just say that the government knows about it. What would they do? Well, they certainly wouldn't want you to know it. You become panic, terror-filled. I would. I fear it. Something that, like a demon, rogue planet coming into our solar system to wreak havoc? I just don't want that. The Sumerians were the earliest known inhabitants of the Middle East. They jotted down everything that looked like a solar system. They put Earth in its place. They put Saturn, Jupiter, as well as all the other planets that we know of today, but they didn't stop there. The clay tablet clearly displays 11. The 10th planet could be the moon, or the newly discovered mini planet Sedna. But that still leaves you with one more planet that they have marked. Now, that's weird. Yeah, astronomers from the 1840s until deep into the 80s, astronomy was haunted by a strange mystery. Something was not right with the orbits of the outer planets. Something really heavy seemed to be tugging at the outer planets, Uranus and Neptune, and certain asteroids felt the mysterious pull as they monitored those asteroids being tugged or affected by this enormous planet possibility that they hadn't spotted. They know something is there. does your government that is digging deep into the earth in all of these times of trouble? Isn't it strange that right now we're having all these the things come into our reckoning? We're having to deal with these enormous earthquakes, famines, pestilence, interruption. You see, if there is some type of tug in the solar ecliptic plane that would affect man's mind, look at the earth all of a sudden. People are rising up, riding in the street. What's happening? The coordinates, listen, they even have got the coordinates. Here's something strange to you. This approaching, if it is approaching, brown dwarf, many times huge or bigger than the Earth. The coordinates of the brown dwarf are 5 hours, 53 minutes, and 27 seconds. And it's somewhere in the constellation of Leo. And the NASA orbit diagram chart for the comet Helene shows the tracking data for the incoming brown dwarf that it will pass 22.3 million miles from the Earth on October the 17th, the 2011th. Now, here's something that should concern you. Google. You should go up with those coordinates and Google. But for some strange reason, Google has blacked out these coordinates from their GPS mapping system in the sky. Deliberately. Hiding Nibiru images at 5 hours, 27, or 53 minutes, 27 seconds. Blacked out. Wonder why. Don't you think it's strange that this small body database browser will not bring this coordinate up? Now, the data says that the brown dwarf will break through the solar ecliptic plane into the northern hemisphere on March the 4th in 2011, and will sometime around October the 17th become visible to the naked eye in the sky. Well, I just had a confirmation today. Brother Mark just called me, and we had a eyewitness confirmation that he observed two suns. This is how it appears, and it's appeared many times to other witnesses. They even have the images, the photographs. And yet nobody seems to be alarmed. The government's not saying nothing. But let me tell you one thing. The government is digging deep into the earth. They're born deep into the earth. No nation on earth would be immune from these natural disasters that it would create. Have you noticed the steady increase? His heart playing into the hands of this disturbance? Is someone taking advantage to create chaotic conditions, especially in this economic downturn? Notice everybody's minds have been ripped away from the economy. Nobody's mentioned it. Nobody's talking about it. Now the trouble is coming in such bunches so fast. Just as soon as one bunch of trouble comes along, here, for example, is the gas line explosion in California, followed by a couple of others. Then there were miners trapped in Utah, then Chile, and then China. Then there was an earthquake in Haiti, then Chile, then New Zealand. And on March 9th, a bunch that started in Japan and in China. The 10th and 11th of this month saw one in two different locations. The Christian Science Monitor reported the first in Japan on the 9th was a 7.2 magnitude. That's on the 9th. Now remember, on the 11th, or the 11th, 3/11, we had one that just knocked almost the Richter scale off the scale. We're having a time of trouble. The New York Times reported the quake in China that was bordering Tibet, and it didn't even make the headline. It had a magnitude of 7.1. It killed 600 to 700 with 10,000 injured. And the fifth largest earthquake ever recorded hit Japan on the 11th, sending a huge tsunami 30 feet. That's four stories, ladies and gentlemen. 6 miles inland, crashing onshore and reportedly killing somewhere. They know the death toll is going to be huge. 10,000 missing from one village alone. 8.9 magnitude. This island, Japan, is home to at least 100 million people. Now what if it went down to the largest city in the world, in Tokyo? Think about the devastation, even with China's modern building codes. Buildings, you could see them actually swaying from side to side as the whiplash lasted some earthquakes, most of them, only last seconds. This one lasted at least 15 minutes of a great shaking. The people today are still in shock. The fifth in the past 2 days, the tremors that are going up to at least 6 to 6.5 on the Richter scale, these are aftershocks. They're major. What's causing all this? Well, a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Golden, Colorado said, well, we're overdue. What if this overdue great shaking in the earth with the Matthew 24, the Messiah, talking about it? And here we're being told that the 5 nuclear energy plants located on the coast did they know that they were building in the fault zone? You can't tell me that they didn't know about the fault zone. What about America? 101 nuclear plants scattered throughout the United States with a lot of them in quake zone, fault line zones where that there could be failure after failure after failure, but the United States feels comfortable, according to the experts. What about, have they ever read the Bible? When the Bible says that the earth will reel to and fro like a drunken man? Are we to be surprised that in the last days, when we turn from the Creator, when we quit bowing our knees, when we have more faith in the government and the experts? We know that on Saturday, the cooling systems failed at 3 of Japan's 3 online nuclear reactors. One of them is experiencing, even as we speak, a meltdown. We've done had 2 explosions at Unit 3. It's already leaking radiation. One of our largest carriers, which was going to get in close to the shore to deliver relief help, instead hightailed it out of the red zone, meaning that it was radiation hot, and their detectors were picking up radiation, and some of the men had to be decontaminated because they were exposed to a month's worth of radiation in 1 hour. Now, the Japanese government said radiation that was escaping from the plant appeared to decrease after Saturday's blast. It produced a cloud of white smoke that obscured the complex, but the danger was grave enough that officials pumped seawater. This is emergency. Into the reactor to avoid a disaster, and they removed 200 plus thousand people, rushed them out of the area. Now we're being reassured. We're being reassured that they have it all under control. Yet we know there's radiation leaks. Now, if you've got a pen, you'd like to take down this number. If you don't have potassium iodate, I can give you a number. Now, as of today, they still had stock. But you better hurry, and I hope and trust that if you'd like to order some, you can use this number. Take this number down, 1-800. Now, I'm going to give you time to grab that pen. Could be your last chance. If you can't find it in your area, the best thing to do is get it now. Have it ready. 1-800-888. That's easy to remember. 1-800-38-1374. That's 1-800-888-1374. Now you can call tonight and leave a message, and if they're not overwhelmed by tonight, they will call you back tomorrow or at the earliest date. These are very affordable. They're $15 plus shipping for 200 of these potassium iodine. You can take these as a precaution to neutralize the radiation. If so be, you should have them anyway. You should keep them handy for an emergency. America's got 101 nuclear reactors. Japan has got 5 now in trouble along the coast. They're planning to build more. The United States is planning 20 more. Matter of fact, I live within 10 miles of a nuclear power plant right here in my area. They're everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You can't escape. You may live 10,000 miles from them. But with the ability of the jet stream, Chernobyl in Russia, still abandoned for miles and miles, is nothing but a ghost town. It used to be thriving just like these areas around Japan. People were there working, eating, drinking, and being merry, and then in 10 seconds, we have an earthquake, and then we have a tsunami, 4 stories that races 6 miles inland with the tsunami, which means harbor wave. Whole towns disappeared. Police in Japan are now saying that whole towns, 10,000 or more, were wiped completely out. They don't know where the people are. They're unaccounted for. It's awful what's going on in the world. Are you concerned? Are you prepared? You say, well, I don't want to die. I have warned people for over 40 years. 40 years, falling on deaf ears. The more that you tell people about dangers, the more that they're actually drawn toward the danger. It's like a moth heading for the flame. Over 40 years, I have told people, get away from the coastal areas. Get out of the water danger zone. Millions and millions and millions of households potentially are at risk. The United States has a coastal city built right down to the water's edge. We have large hotels, people by the millions wanting to migrate to the area that they can see the ocean or smell the salt side, the countryside of the ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, flee to the mountains, what the Bible says. You're not promised safety there. I felt sorry today watching the teams as they search for the missing. The people were in a daze, staring out at sea. Nothing but a war zone. It looked like a war zone with thousands of hungry, thirsty survivors huddled in darkened emergency centers, some without water and food. Cut off. At least 1 million households without water since the quake struck and without electricity. Are you ready? A countryside surrounded by water and unreachable. In some towns, 10,000 people reported missing. This major earthquake, now upgraded to a 9.0 magnitude, where the Japanese economy was the third largest economy in the world. Only the United States and China have a higher GNP. The Japanese currency lost 6% of its value, the yen. They had to infuse into the banking system. The Central Bank of Japan had to put almost $200 billion to reassure the people to keep them from running on the bank. Japan trades with China, the United States, South Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, Germany, Russia. It's achieved remarkable growth in the second half of the 20th century after the devastation even of World War II. They rose up to become the third largest economy and a lending nation to the United States, which just recently it decided not to take any more debt, as it considered the United States as a chance on its money. People are now believing that the United States, the currency, is ready to fall. Is this diversion? Is HARP playing an important role in the devastation that we see going on? It's possible. A new world order led by the United States and China in the company of has-been imparts such as France, Britain, Germany, Japan, and a sprinkling of ambitious middle states with nuclear capabilities, we are now at the point of no turning back. With the chaotic conditions, which has long been prophesied to happen, that the world will have a currency united by, see, this is only going to come about by the things that are happening. Well, now we could all, through common need, did the United States know, has it borrowed huge sums of money? Has the international bankers as they went to the bargaining table and sold these nations bad debt? Did you know that there's a silver shortage simply because these trading houses have written IOU notes to people to promise to give them the silver on demand? And now the silver short, this is one of the widening things that is going to be exposed unless we have something to happen to cover up the fact that the U.S. economy will be destroyed and those who are holding its debt will be caught. So then, we need a disaster. And when this happens, either the United States and I believe China will spring forth as the major player in the area, and the United States having no option but to play the game as they are that now the United States government has in the news, the Madrid fault, that they're now warning that the geographical area of the United States could change drastically. Have you seen the map? You owe it to yourself to look up the United States Navy projected map of what the future United States will look like if we have major shakings like China or Japan or Chile or in hundreds of other places where we have, now here in the United States, we have a fractured infrastructure, we have a weakened economy, we have things to hide. And with Japan now on the ropes, we could have what is known as a great expansion. We're having the Middle East fighting is now going to escalate. Bad news for surrounding nations in the area. Civil chaos. Civil war. Nations in turmoil. The new government will look like become extremely hostile Islamic nations. Much of the world is in discord. In Scripture, we note that in the last days, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 39, that we are in for a time of trouble. This is Jacob's trouble here in America. We've got demonstrations in the United States of Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana. All of the states are in financial chaos. We can no longer afford to operate in the state level. The people are taxed and burdened to where there's almost a violent backlash. We're just days away, it seems like, at times, from anarchy. What about executive orders that's already on the book to declare martial law? You think that's a possibility? Total military control with curfews, traffic control, military censorship, the acquisition of your property to support the state. Here we are in the dates leading up, and I gave you the 21st of October. Here we're having an increase in sunflower activity, which could bring down the power grids. All of our communication transmissions could be disrupted. No electricity. Could it happen here? No stores, no service stations, nothing to eat. All that could be brought to a halt with no grocery stores open. Your food supply would consist of what you got in your home. What have you got? Are you ready? Is your pantry stocked with supplies to last for at least a year? Can you make your daily menus out of your pantry instead of going to two or three times a day to the grocery store? We're nervous or stressed. We eat more. We are out of shape. It's tragic. What about the total disrespect disregard for our eternal Creator? What about His covenant? Anybody considering repentance? There's a time when He will not be found. You'll call on Him, but He won't answer. You'll seek Him, but you won't find Him. Isaiah 55. Wake up. Wake up. In the last days, there shall be a time of trouble. You'll look into the heavens and you'll see scary signs. You'll mourn. You'll weep. You'll pray for the rocks to fall upon you. Death would be an answer. Psalms 51:4. That's the only action that I know that could save us. For those who would turn back to Him, those who would look up to Him, those who would call upon Him in the day of trouble, there's going to be a great cry, not for the government to save us, but for a return to the Creator to save us from what's coming upon the earth. Now, would the governments of the world, would they turn upon their own people? Would they store food? Would they hide things from you? Especially if they know that the mass people on the earth would panic, demand answers when there is none, no solution. We're going to have a time of trouble such as the world has never experienced. We're going to have people hiding in caves, in dens. They're going into the earth to nest like the poisonous vipers that they are. They will hide and hope to pull out after the great shaking is over. Ladies and gentlemen, there is those who say peace and safety, and then cometh what? Sudden destruction. Seek Him while He can be found. Call on Him while He is near. Two suns have already been spotted from the Mississippi Delta. Great signs in the sky. None that I know, at no time in history has there been a recorded two suns in our lifetime. Now, more and more people are seeing this unusual sign in the heavens. It's scary. You don't know what's going on. How can we know that in that day the wolf and the lamb will lie down together? The leopard and the goats will be at peace. Calves and the fat cattle will be safe among the lions. A little child shall lead them all. The cows will graze among the bears. The cubs and the calves will lie down together. Lions will eat grass like the cows. Babies will crawl safely among the poisonous snakes. And a little child who puts his hand in a nest of deadly snakes will pull it out unharmed. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so shall the earth be full of the knowledge of the eternal. That's got to come. He's got to battle against the wicked, against those who would oppress you, those who would plot your those who would say peace and safety. Well, for sure, sudden destruction. Are they going to tell you? Don't think so. They haven't told you anything yet. Everything they have told you has been a lie. We're coming to the time of trouble. Governments of the United States, Britain, Canada, Australia, South Africa. Gigantic crash programs. Prophesied as a conspiracy to create chaotic, to force you to take what's coming, a new world order. Where's David, the son of Jesse? Where's the promised throne? Where's the children of Israel? Where is the blessings that is due to come? Where is Israel's new land? Where's the birthright promise? Have you given up on that? All these things have got to come to pass. For until they do, the end will not come. You will be present if you are His. Yahweh will bless you going in, and He'll bless you coming out. Are you ready? That demon planet that people say don't exist. How would you like to wake up after they quit spraying, after the, you know, it's been so long down here in the Southland where I live, you barely can see the sky. It stays cloudy and hazy. Why? What's going on? Why are they going to this gigantic expense to cover up something? If they're not trying to hide something, what are they doing? Pastor Buddy, that's not chemtrail. That's contrail. Can ARP cause these things to happen? Do they have scalar technology to create the force of an earthquake? You say, oh, no, they wouldn't have that. Yeah, I know. It's impossible. Now, I know electrical engineers that don't believe that the government has got this the type of technology. But ladies and gentlemen, this conspiracy that is recorded in the Bible, now I know that people say that, well, I haven't seen a single heart claim backed up by any evidence. This is only for the lunatic fringe. Earthquakes of these magnitudes are just natural occurrences. Oh? I tell you one thing. If the governments do have something to help push these fault lines along, at the right time, if it advantaged the nations that would have this power, don't you think that they would use this power? I think so. If they had something to hide, if they had something to cover, don't you think it would be in their advantage to have chaotic times? The Bible says perilous times, and we're right in the middle of it, and nobody's ready. Nobody's calling on Yahweh. Nobody's repenting. People won't even turn and look the Word up, let alone turn to Him. They've never heard of Him. And when they do hear of Him by a preacher, and how can you hear without a preacher? How can He preach except He be sent? I've been sent to preach this name, this great name, this repentance name to those who could gain access to the kingdom by just using it, by calling upon Him in the day of trouble. And yet, on it. Again, I'm going to give you the number. If you'd like to order some potassium iodate, 1-800-888-1374. Sponsored by Brother Paul tonight. 1-800-253-2748. Eyewitnesses, ladies and gentlemen, that there's now two sons. I can't explain why it's not there all the time. I really don't know. I don't know where it's a mirage. I don't know where it's a trick of light. I don't know where it's a hologram. I really don't. But I know one thing. We're having trouble. And this trouble is coming in bunches. As soon as something settles down, something else happens. There shall be wars and rumors of wars. There shall be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. I'm telling you. Every morning I wake up, and there's not nothing shaking, I'm thinking, Yahweh. Did you know the righteous are taken from the wrath to come? Don't you know that those poor people in Japan that were mercifully killed by the thousands, and those poor people that have to live and suffer and go through that once again, to have to build 6 miles inland, everything was washed out into the ocean. Looked like a war zone. Like someone had bombed it. Was it the hand of Yahweh? Or was it the hand of man that had caused these things with Yahweh's permission? He's coming back, listen to this, as I close tonight, he's coming back for a people that's called by his name. Are you ready? Have you met that deadline? You worrying about surviving in this life, and you live to be 200,000 years old. That will be a short time against the eternity. If you died lost, think about that. Yahweh's sheep, they need to return in force. We need an awakening. Sleep must cease from the eyes of blind Jacob Israel. We should have a revival of a return to Yahweh. And except there is a falling away, the end won't come. We're in the last days. The end, you can see it in the messages of the newspapers, on the television. Just sit and get your news. It's all bad. Nothing good is happening except to those who know. Those who love Yahweh. Those who have turned. Those who have washed themselves. Make yourself ready. Check him out. Yahweh, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love you. Appreciate my sponsor tonight, Brother Mark, Brother Bud, and Brother Edward down in the great state of Mississippi, where we saw and had a confirmation, a word of mouth, that one of the brothers saw the two sons. I don't know why we are not seeing it ourselves. This brother happened to see two. He don't lie. No use for it. I believe him. We've had other witnesses. You can see it. If you go online, you can see YouTube playing outtakes showing you of these two objects in the sky. One of them is reported to be the demon planet Nibiru or Marduk. whatever you want to call it, the ancients had a name for it. Today, the modern name is Planet X, the planet of the prophet. I spent over 22 hours telling you that astrologically, that we're approaching for the first time in 26,000 years. Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison, and he's coming to earth, and there's a woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants. Get ready. There's going to be a greater shaking than what you've experienced these last few days. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. None shall escape the wrath of Almighty Yahweh when he begins to pour out upon those who will not turn to him, who will not repent, who will not call upon him. But he said to do it in the day of trouble, and people refuse to walk in. Appreciate all those that have tithed to me this month and kept my hands upon the plan, reading and studying and praying, turning my face toward the wall and weeping for those who will not seek it. There's a remnant. They still care. They still read. They still study. They still pray. As long as he has that remnant to behold his face, as long as there's a sun and moon, there will be an Israel to worship him in spirit and truth. I love you, and I'll see you around the world tomorrow night on the late call here at WWRB with our call letters of 2.390. That's one of the best frequencies that we can give you. 5050-2.390. That's the only two frequencies that we offer you tonight. If you can't get 5050, try 2.390. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. You can write me, send your tithes and offerings to Pastor Buddy at 568 Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you.